So, now, what kind of boss do you have? A sympathetic, understanding one who sees a premium in boosting confidence and building a supportive collegiate atmosphere? Or someone like this?
Look, I know that this is your first day and you don't really know how things work around here, so I will tell you. You have no brain. No judgment calls are necessary. What you think means nothing. What you feel means nothing. You are here for me. When I ask for a packet of Sweet and Low, that's what I want.
Kevin Spacey there in the 1994 movie Swimming with Sharks, giving his intern hell over the sweetener that he likes in his morning coffee. What a terrible bully, you might think. Or might you? Because according to a new study by a team at the University of British Columbia, people not only expect their boss to be a dominating force in the workplace, they even respect him or her more if they behave aggressively. So what exactly does the study reveal about how to become a successful leader? Joey Cheng's a PhD student and part of the research team.
There are these two fundamental ways to reach the top, and they sort of boil down to what we call dominance and prestige. So the idea is that dominance is this ability to make other people afraid through, you know, acts of psychological or physical force or, you know, intimidation or what you can call bullying. Whereas this other pathway of prestige is to appear to be skilled and competent, and that allows you to gain other people's respect and admiration. And what we find is that not only do the dominant and both the other types, right, the prestigious people, they both have more impact over the group's decision making, but they also are able to command people's attention when we sort of use an eye tracking device to look at who gets the most attention.
So they get more attention, but what about respect?
Yeah, so we find that, you know, respect is all about having the skills and having the competence that sort of makes it helpful for other people to look to you, to learn from you, and to sort of try to acquire those skills. So that's what respect is about.
We asked about this on our Facebook page, I have to say, on BBC World Service, and there does seem to be a pretty overwhelmingly big response against having an aggressive boss. How about this? Sissy Lutalo says, "I am never productive under coercion."
Yeah, so that's a great question, right? I mean, our motivation for doing this research is to even ask, why is dominance and why is aggression so prevalent in the workplace? Could it be that maybe it doesn't do so much for the group as much as it does something for the manager or the boss or the leader, in that they're able to do their job to make people do things, right? And I think that's one implication that follows from our work, is that, well, being aggressive or dominant allows people who might otherwise not have the respect or admiration to get other people to follow them to still be able to exert influence over others.
Joey Cheng there. Brigitte Jensen has written on the Facebook, they leave a lot of damaged people in their wake. Aggressive bosses, that is. Worst type of boss you could have. But Damien Malloy says, it depends what industry you're in. Does indeed. Now, he joked that it had nothing to do with the Mayan prophecy of the end of the world, but today was the day.